Parks are popular in Sonoma County. Local voters have shown that repeatedly, both by authorizing the Open Space District and by approving Proposition 21 by more than 15% last November. But Carol Hart, who took over as the director of Sonoma County's regional parks late last year, observes a strange disconnect by many park users, one that she would like to see change.
A lot of people park outside of the entrance and walk into the parks. It's so important for people to pay when they go to parks because we're just at the edge. And if people want those parks to remain open, they have to take the responsibility of paying the fees to get in.
That's especially important now that Prop 21 failed statewide, Hart adds. So even though many state park facilities in the North Bay were able to reopen in October, following budgetary cutbacks earlier in the year, more closures are coming, notably along the Sonoma coast.
A lot of those parking lot restroom parks are going to be closed. They're either going to be reduced by operation 2 or 3 weekdays, or campgrounds will be closed or limited. It's a very serious situation that we find ourselves in now with the failure of Prop 21, not just in the daily what's open and what's not, or where am I going to camp way, but in the fact that we have failing facilities. We have over $1.3 billion in deferred maintenance that we have absolutely no way to address.
That deferred maintenance bill, Hart says, now tops $1.3 billion statewide. For the county, it's not quite so bad, mostly involving the 8 aging veterans halls. In addition to her new position with the county, Hart has also been a member of the California State Parks Commission since 2000. She's hoping to use her dual roles to promote collaborative efforts between state and county park facilities locally.
A lot of the regional parks in this county are immediately adjacent to state parks. Doesn't it make sense for us to be collaborating together, whether it's on maintenance, whether it's on safety, even potentially operation of campgrounds, to the extent that both of us are under very serious budgetary constraints? The question is, how can we work together? How can our volunteers work together at every level? What can we do to keep the parks open and maintained and available to the public?
After all, she adds, most park users don't know or care who owns and maintains the lands they visit. But beyond their recreational and aesthetic benefits, Hart says, parklands and protected open space play an important role in holding the line against climate change.
First, there's the pure ability of green space that remains in its native vegetation to sequester carbon. And then just cooling. Many studies have shown that there's a heat absorption and reflection effect of urban areas. For example, there was a study in Los Angeles that showed areas that had large cemeteries or country clubs or particularly large park areas were significantly cooler than the surrounding areas. And we all know that. I mean, if you're hot and you go into a tree-covered park, it's significantly cooler. That actually has an effect on the overall urban temperature.
So even though you won't be paying a higher vehicle registration fee to support parks this year, Hart suggests donating the same amount or more to the County Parks Foundation or simply purchasing an annual pass to help these facilities weather the current budgetary hard times. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.